You know that acute anxiety of just being stuck in gridlock traffic while watching a tapsy meter tick up?
Oh, yeah. It is the absolute worst feeling.
Right, because you're paying for sitting still, you're renting time, not actually, buying a destination.
Exactly.
And for decades, that's exactly how corporate outsourcing contracts have operated. But today, welcome to our deep dive, where we are looking at some really fascinating market education material from Pivot AI Global.
Yeah, it details a massive structural shift away from traditional BPO or business process outsourcing towards what they are calling intelligent process outsourcing, or IPO.
Our mission today is to really dig into how this new model abandons that old pay-for-effort approach. We're moving towards paying for verified business outcomes.
Right, because when you rent a BPO seat by the hour, I mean, the vendor's incentive is simply to just fill that seat and, well, keep the clock running.
Keep the meter ticking, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But IPO completely flips that commercial model. You aren't buying headcount anymore. You're buying a guaranteed result. So, like a specific number of cleared claims or recovered revenue or, resolved tickets.
So wait, if I'm buying outcomes instead of seats, doesn't the whole labor arbitrage model essentially, I mean, it basically collapses, doesn't it?
Oh, totally. That is the existential threat that legacy BPOs are facing right now.
Because vendor A's cheap seats just, they don't matter at all if vendor B's AI can clear those same claims faster and with higher accuracy.
Precisely. Competing purely on who can source the cheapest labor is a rapidly shrinking market. Buyers, they just aren't starting their vendor searches looking for bodies anymore.
Right.
They're looking for AI-driven capabilities. So to actually move up the value chain and deliver both cost efficiency and a better quality experience, moving to this outcome-based IPO model is basically becoming table stakes for survival.
Okay, but let me play devil's advocate here for a second. If I'm the vendor, right, and I get paid a flat fee per resolved claim, my immediate financial incentive is to just fire my entire human workforce.
Well, I mean,
Like, I just let an AI run wild to maximize my margin. So how does a client actually prevent that kind of race to the bottom in quality?
yeah, that's a great question. And that's where the intelligent part of IPO actually functions mechanically.
Sure.
It's not about just erasing humans entirely. It
Okay.
requires a highly integrated handoff between software and people. So the AI handles the heavy lifting of the daily volume, but human operators are embedded firmly in the loop for edge cases.
Got it.
For instance, if an AI flags a medical claim anomaly that it hasn't seen before, it doesn't just guess.
Right, it escalates it.
Exactly. It routes just that specific line item to a human expert.
Ah, so the human isn't processing the whole claim from scratch. They're just resolving the specific bottleneck that the AI couldn't confidently handle.
You hit the nail on the head. And crucially, all of this is tracked through verified governance. A client can just, pull up a data dashboard and see the exact digital fingerprint of an outcome.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they see what percentage the AI completed instantaneously, and then exactly where human judgment stepped in to finalize the process.
That is fascinating. And because IPO requires this highly agile, tech-first integration, it really makes sense that traditional big box BPOs are struggling to pivot here
Oh, absolutely.
because they are built to house as many people as possible. It's kind of like a cruise ship versus a speedboat. The legacy cruise ships are designed entirely around human capacity, while these AI native companies are speedboats built around a powerful engine.
That's a really good way to look at it.
The people on board aren't rowing, they're
Wow.
just steering.
Yeah, and that structural difference is exactly what Pivot AI Global highlights in their annual ranking, the IPO 25.
Right. The top companies leading this.
Exactly. The companies dominating this shift, they aren't the massive legacy big box BPOs. They are independent, usually founder-led operators with fewer than 5,000 employees.
Wow, so they are much smaller.
Much smaller, yeah. Because they aren't bogged down by those massive human resource constraints, they're built from the ground up to tie their compensation directly to client success rather than selling hours.
Which means the era of paying for sheer capacity really is ending for you and your business. Value is now defined by transparent, tech-enabled, guaranteed results.
It is a fundamental rewiring of commercial expectations. Businesses are realizing they no longer need to subsidize a vendor's inefficiency.
Which leaves you with something pretty provocative to ponder as we wrap up today's deep dive.
Definitely.
If these massive multi-billion-dollar outsourcing industries are entirely transitioning to a pay-for-guaranteed outcomes model, how long until that exact same expectation disrupts everyday salary jobs?
Yeah, it's a huge question.
Right. Like, if the taxi meter is dying in the corporate world, maybe the 9-to-5 time clock is next.